from their latest album. It's new music here on our new music cart. That was Big Thief and Grandmother. And before that, we heard from Kay Frimpong in his Cubano Fiestas tune called Obi Nim. You're listening to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley-Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and KAXE.org on the World Wide Web, people-powered radio for northern Minnesota. Forgot to tell you about some of the stuff in the previous set. Got sidetracked or something. Started off Coco Taylor with I'm a Woman from her album Crown Jewels, and followed that up with music from Morley Loon from Northland, My Land. Tune called En Dohenal, and he's a Canadian First Nations musician from Mississinny, Quebec, and he played in several groups, including Red Cedar and Kashtin, but was mostly known for his solo work. He wrote and performed in the Cree language and was a prominent activist for First Nations issues. And followed that with music from Annie Humphrey, Eat What You Hear. Once again, Humphrey for the Family on at 11 o'clock tonight. The three non-blondes doing their special for Indigenous Persons Day. And we heard Eat What You Kill, title cut from her CD. Followed by Shingoose and Silver River from a collection of music called Native North American Volume 1, Aboriginal Folk Rock and Country, 1966 to 1985. And Shingoose is born Curtis Johnny. He's a Ojibwa singer, and he played in Roy Buchanan's band during the early part of his career, and he also played with Bruce Coburn on his first album, Native Country. And he was inducted into the Manitoba Music Hall of Fame in 2012. Okay, back into music here. This next set here, we're going to start off with Redbone doing Chant, 13th Hour. And it sort of was one of the influences for Robbie Robertson later on when he recorded Ghost Dance on his album Music for the Native Americans. So we're going to follow it with that. And that song mentions Crazy Horse. So Roxy Gordon, Crazy Horse is Alive from Crazy Horse Never Died.
Yeah. just a little more time.
Like a Latter-day Saint. got the big drum in the distance, the blackbirds in the sky. That's the sound that you hear when the buffalo cry. But you don't stand a chance against my prayers. You don't stand a chance against my love. The outlaw, the ghost dance. The outlaw, the ghost dance. We shall live again. We shall live again. We shall live again. Crazy Horse was a mystic.
Yeah.
He knew the secret of the trance. And Sitting Bull, the great apostle of the ghost dance. Come on, Comanche. Come on, Blackfoot. Come on, Shoshone. Come on, Shire.
Never died. Crazy Horse never died, man. He's still alive. White men came to Crazy Horse's home. They wanted buried resources there to run their white man's world, but Crazy Horse said no. Crazy Horse said what lies beneath this Black Hill soil is our own. Crazy Horse said, "Hokahei, today," he said, "is a good day to die." Crazy Horse and his people pagans. The white men said that they practiced dangerous religions. The white men said that Crazy Horse's people wore funny things on their head. The white men said, "You can't stop us." The white men said, "God is on our side." The white man said, "It says so in my Bible." The white man said, "You are few and you are ignorant." The white man said, "We are many and we are civilized." So Crazy Horse's people took to terrorism. They killed isolated white men. They scalped and disemboweled them. Other tribes said Crazy Horse is a madman. The crows have to chase him. So then Crazy Horse took hostages. And the white men back in Washington said, "Crazy Horse is crazy." They said, "Don't he see we're the real God's chosen, picked to be the future, picked to save the world?" They said, "In God's name, we will show him. We will teach that pagan devil." So they mounted up an expedition to go and kill that pagan devil, and at its head rode General Custer. In their magnificent white man strategy, they picked General Custer. horse never died. Crazy horse never died. Crazy horse is alive. Crazy horse is alive.
Okay, music there for you from Roxy Gordon. He's an author and musician, published 2 books and a bunch of poetry. He used to write for a paper over in England called the Omaha Rainbow. Covered a lot of music and stuff, and so I became aware of him. And we started to set off with Redbone, Chant, 13th Hour from Potlatch. Ghost Dance from Robbie Robertson's Music for Native Americans. And once again, Crazy Horse Alive. Roxy Gordon there from Crazy Horse Never Died. Originally released as a cassette, reissued as on vinyl by Paradise of Bachelors a few years ago. Okay, let's see here. What do we have to tell you about? You're listening to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. You can find us at 89.9 in Brainerd and KAXE.org on the World Wide Web. I've been your volunteer host today. My name's David John. And I want to tell you that we receive support from Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji, offering music lessons and art programming for all ages. More at headwatersmusicandarts.org. And thanks to our listeners, you have helped us raise over $170,000 during this crisis caused by federal cuts to public media. KEXE is working hard to keep the programming you love going strong. Every action helps. Donate or share our work. Visit KAXE.org. Tell your friends about us. And want to tell you that if you love Tuesday's nature programs, well, KAXE is bringing you a brand new podcast. Debuting Thursday, October 16th is KAXE's Season Watch podcast with hosts Charlie Mitchell, Heidi Holton, John Latimer, and a rotating cast of characters, a podcast for the curious, filled with the delights of nature. And don't forget to tune in this evening as we honor Indigenous Peoples Day with a special Headwaters featuring the Three Non-Blondes, also known as the Humphrey Family, from 10 to 11, or from at 11 o'clock this evening in Malachi Coon's Headwaters repeats at 10 o'clock preceding that. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful day here in Bemidji. Hope if you had the day off, I hope you're enjoying it. And want to tell you that we receive support from Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji, offering music lessons and art programming for all ages. More at headwatersmusicandarts.org or on Facebook and Instagram. Coming up next, music for you from Willie Mitchell, another Native artist here for you. It's born Percy Williams in 1953. He's a Canadian First Nation musician, and he recorded and toured mostly in the 70s with his Desert River Band. He co-organized the 1980 Sweetgrass Festival in Val-d'Or, Quebec, which helped gather Inuit and First Nation musicians from across Canada. We're going to hear a piece of music from him called Call of the Moose. And this is also from that Native North American Volume 1, Aboriginal Folk Rock and Country, 1966. To 1985. Hope you enjoy it.
The name of the song is Call of the Moose.
Folks, to what they have to say, and I listen to the waterfall begging for another day, and I listen to an eagle cry dying high in the sky, and I listen to the call of the moose as she lays down to die. Don't you know we gotta let him be? Don't you know? Can't you see? And I listen to the man of the law, I listen to his way, and I listen to a crack of a gun, and I'm the one that had to pay. And I listen to the Ojibwe chant and to the drumming of the Cree, and I listen to the cry of the people dying of mercury. Don't you know we gotta let him be? Don't you know? Whippoorwill, the crickets are all in tune, and I listen to a dying tree and to the whistling of a loon, and I listen to a howling wolf echo throughout the night, and I listen to a bark of a seal, and he's just a buddy sight. Don't you know you gotta let him be? Don't you know? Can't you see? Don't you know you gotta let him be? Can't you see?
baby's voodoo charm. Voodoo charm. My baby's voodoo charm. Shrink back, working
right, new music there for you from Christone Kingfish Ingram, Voodoo Charm. That's off its latest CD called Hard Road. It's on his own label, yeah. And you want to remind you that you are listening to KAXE, broadcasting to the townships of northern Minnesota, like Arbel, Ten Lake, Balsam, and Deerwood Townships. You know, we're people-powered radio. You can join us at KAXE.org. Yep. Northern Exposure to Lifelong Learning welcomes Doug Ullman at the Bagley American Legion Wednesday, October 15th at 9:30. Ullman will talk about the Barns of Minnesota. And the City of Cohasset Parks and Rec Department offer woodsy walks at Tioga every Monday and Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Free and open to all. Meet at the Tioga Recreation Area parking lot. And you want to tell you that Watermark Arts Center's Nick Sori Story Slam is Thursday, October 16th at Bemidji Brewing. Music starts at 6, stories at 7. This month's theme is Scared Stupid. Stories should be 5 minutes or less. Find more information at watermarkartcenter.org. And the History of Jazz are Sundays at noon, or Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 4, with host Paul Kivy exploring the distinctly American art form. And you can hear more jazz here on Northern Community Radio Sundays at 6 p.m. with volunteer-hosted Jazz on America Avenue. Okay, now I'll tell you that we received support from Edward Jones financial advisor Christine Gallis, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Up next, more new music for you. This is from Holly Cook, and it's her new album called Shy Girl. We're going to listen to a tune here called River Runs Deep. Okay, hope you're enjoying the show. Let's see, currently in Bemidji, temperature is 51 degrees, says it feels like 46. Supposed to get up to 53, and, you know, it just might. That sun's out there pretty bright, okay? So, once again, music for you here from Holly Cook.
Smile. the chair, sitting up on the dock. Swamp poker, playing swamp poker, dealing swamp poker. I go down to the river for some swamp poker.
There for you from Buddy Guy, and that piece of music there was called Swamp Poker. I guess that should be pretty obvious there. Started it off with new music from Holly Cook, River Runs Deep, and that's off of her CD called Shy Girl. Monica Carr with Wakantanka, and followed that with Corey Medina and Brothers Smoke Signals from their CD called Soak. Okay, coming up next for you. We got one cut here from Charlie Nason. You should be able to catch him around Bemidji places. Played the Eagles a lot. And years ago, you could find him at the Blue Ox Grill down there by the Markham Hotel. Anyway, a few things to tell you about first before we get back into music. Number one, you are listening to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. This is on the river, and we'll be with you up until 4 o'clock when All Things Considered comes. And 6 o'clock, As It Happens from the CBC. 7 o'clock, Kari Hedlund will be hosting an Indigenous People's Day special. And then at 10 o'clock, our Indigenous People's Day Headwaters show with Mal Kai Coons, followed at 11 o'clock by three non-blondes, the Humphrey family, doing their Indigenous People's Day special. Tomorrow morning, you'll be able to hear John Latimer and Heidi Holton, 6:30 to 9, and then Headwaters with Mal Kai Coons from 9 to 11, World Cafe, 11 to 1, and it's a Sense of Place Sing from Montreal, Chromio. It's a repeat. They made a name for themselves as a clever electro-funk artist who can make you dance and laugh with hits about partying and the trials and tribulations of dating. With their new album, Adult Contemporary, they cover more mature subjects like monogamy and commitment. They'll talk about having fun taking music seriously and embracing growing up on the next World's Cafe. And then, since I noticed this, we played some music from Alyssa P. earlier. Well, she'll be on the World Cafe Thursday, so you might be sure and check that out. Okay, want to tell you that the latest Up North report can be found at KAXE.org. It's news from our region. It's heard on the morning show, World Cafe, and All Things Considered, or as a podcast. Is there news in your region we should know about? Email news at KAXE.org. And Coats for Kids will distribute winter gear for children Saturday, October 18th from 9 to 2 at the Westgate Mall in Brainerd. Use the entrance by the former Joanne's Show store. And the Arrowhead Public Library System presents They Brought Their Songs, International Folk Music in Minnesota, with musical trio Kaylee, now through November 5th. Find a full list of dates, times, and locations at als.info. Beltrami County History Center hosts a panel discussion Saturday, October 18th at 10 a.m. Designing the Future, Women in Engineering will highlight three women who are shaping the region's infrastructure and motivation.
It's a lesson too late for the learning. Made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning. In your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Can there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was a lie.
say on my mind. You've got reasons aplenty for doing. This I know, this I know. For the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go, please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Can there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was less than on my mind.
There for you from Charlie Nason and Ron Matson on vocals on that. And you are listening to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, KAXE.org on the World Wide Web. We're going to leave you with music here for you from La Coya, a tune called Aventura, take you up to World Cafe. I mean, all things considered.